The Tiger Who Came to Tea, based on the book by Judith Carr. A butcher in a stripy apron steps out of his shop and raises his hat to a florist adding a vase of flowers to a display on the pavement.
Good morning, Miss Harding.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor. Lovely day.
Oh, isn't it just?
A ginger cat steals a fish from a fishmonger, then dodges a policeman.
Why are you? Stop! Hey!
The fishmonger crashes into the policeman. As it runs along the street, the cat startles a man at a bus stop, darts out in front of a delivery boy on a bike, then sends a postman's letters scattering into the air. With the fish in its mouth, the cat scampers past a neat house and garden. Inside the house, a living room leads to a kitchen, where a little girl is finishing a meal at the table.
Once, there was a little girl called Sophie, who was sitting in the kitchen with her mummy.
Come on, mummy, let's go!
Okay, Sophie, I'm coming!
Sophie runs out into the hall, grabs her red coat and puts it on.
Now, have I got everything?
Bag.
Bag.
Purse.
Purse.
Keys.
Keys. Oh, who can that be?
Daddy!
Forgot my keys.
Sophie looks on the floor and finds his keys under the hall table.
I found them.
Oh, silly Daddy. Thank you, darling. Okay, have fun. Bye.
Mummy passes Daddy his briefcase, and he gives back her handbag.
Oh, 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 Bass! Bass! Bass!
Ready? Let's go.
Hooray!
Oh, what's Daddy forgotten now?
Good morning!
Oh, morning!
We're going to the park! Oh. There are swings, and a seesaw, and a ramp.
Go on, that sounds like fun. Can I come too?
How much is it this week?
Yeah, same as usual.
Mummy pays the milkman, who looks up at the cloudy sky.
Ooh, I don't like the sound of that.
Sophie holds out her hand as it starts to rain.
Oh well, I better dance.
The milkman heads off, then Sophie and Mummy go back inside.
Oh dear.
Mummy closes the front door.
Come on. Let's make some cakes instead.
Sophie stands on a chair and rolls out some dough, while Mummy stirs a chocolate cake mixture in a bowl. Sophie cuts out some shapes, and Mummy lets her taste a spoonful of cake mixture before putting a tray of biscuits into the oven. Sophie turns away from the window and smiles as she spots Mummy taking the biscuits out of the oven. She runs over to smell them. Then she grins at the big chocolate cake on the counter. Mummy and Sophie make some fresh lemonade. Then Mummy pipes dots of red icing onto the cake and finishes up with a splodge on the end of Sophie's nose. Mummy lights the gas cooker, puts a pan on the hob and covers it with a lid.
Now, what are we going to do with all these cakes? I know. Why don't we have a tea party? Just the two of us.
Really? A tea party? Yay!
We'll have all the biscuits and buns we made earlier. And the best china.
Oh, and some sandwiches.
Oh, yes. And of course the cake you decorated so beautifully.
But that's for Daddy.
He won't mind if we have just a bit.
Okay. Just a little bit.
Some milk with your tea, madam.
Thank you. Just a splash.
Ooh. I wonder who that can be. It can't be the milkman.
Good morning!
Because he came this morning. And it can't be the boy from the grocer, because this isn't the day he comes.
Welcome Tuesday!
And it can't be Daddy, because he's got his key. We'd better open the door and see.
When Sophie opens the door, a big orange paw reaches inside. Then a huge tiger with a wide grin pokes his head around the door. Sophie and Mummy take a step back.
Excuse me, but I'm very hungry. Do you think I could have tea with you?
Of course. Come in.
The tiger comes into the hall. When he shakes the rainwater from his fur, he splashes Sophie and Mummy. His long tail tickles Sophie and almost knocks a vase off the hall table, but Mummy catches it just in time. The tiger pads into the kitchen and sits down on a chair in front of the tea, cakes and biscuits. He taps his claws on the table while he waits. Sophie runs into the kitchen, then Mummy puts the vase back on the hall table. Sophie walks up to the tiger and stares at him. Suddenly, he looks at her. Sophie moves away, and Mummy comes in.
I'll just get another plate.
Sophie sits down facing the tiger, who licks his lips. Mummy gets a teacup and a plate for him.
I do hope there's enough to eat.
The tiger sniffs the chocolate cupcakes. He picks up a tea towel, blows his nose on it, and then drops it on the floor.
Oh dear. I hope you haven't caught a cold from all the rain.
Mummy passes Sophie a plate of triangle sandwiches, which she puts down on the table. Mummy comes back with a bowl of sugar lumps, and the tiger's tummy starts to rumble.
Would you like a sandwich?
The tiger taps his pointy teeth.
Or two?
He grabs the plate and gobbles up all the sandwiches. He licks the empty plate and puts it back on the table.
Have one of these. Mummy made them.
The tiger takes a cupcake, licks it, then wolfs it down.
Hmm?
Sophie holds up the plate of cupcakes for the tiger, who scoops them into his paw. He throws the cakes into the air, and they all land in his mouth. Sophie shows him the plate of biscuits.
I made these all by myself.
The tiger picks up a biscuit and eats it. He thinks for a moment, then smiles. Sophie and Mummy look on happily as the tiger gobbles up the whole plate of biscuits. When he's finished the biscuits, the tiger wraps his tail around the cake and pulls it towards him. Then he licks some icing from his paw. Mummy moves the cake away from him, but he takes it back with his tail. Mummy pulls the cake away from him again.
Would you like a little piece of cake?
Mummy cuts a small triangular slice, then holds the dish up for the tiger. He takes the rest of the cake and wolfs it down, leaving the small slice behind.
He was supposed to eat that bit.
He grabs the last piece of cake and eats it, then fiddles with his empty teacup.
I think he's thirsty, Mummy.
Would you like a drink?
What about a cup of tea?
And do you take milk? Sugar? Tea?
The tiger takes the teapot.
Oh, careful, it's a bit... hot.
The tiger lies back, opens his mouth, and pours the tea straight from the pot down his throat. He stops for a moment, smiles and smacks his lips, then guzzles down the rest of the tea. He sticks his tongue out and licks up the last drop of tea. then smiles happily as he sits up and puts the pot back on the table. Sophie smiles at the tiger and claps her hands. Then Mummy clears the table. The tiger gets down from his chair and moves towards Sophie. She hides underneath the table and watches the tiger slink around the outside. She jumps when the teapot suddenly falls to the floor. Sophie crawls out from under the table, stands up, and strokes the tiger's fur.
Ooh, you're all soft.
The tiger's tail brushes her chin. Then he opens cupboards and drawers.
Can you growl? I can growl. Do you want to hear me?
The tiger turns to face Sophie, and then they look closely at each other.
Wow! I really like your teeth. They're so long and pointy. Can I touch them?
The tiger opens his mouth and lets Sophie touch his sharp teeth. Then she strokes his fur. Sniffing, the tiger goes over to the cooker. He takes the lids off pans of potatoes and gravy and helps himself. While they watch the tiger eat, Mummy puts her hand on Sophie's shoulder.
I knew I should have made more sandwiches.
The tiger opens the fridge, takes out a chicken and gulps it down in one bite. As he gobbles up fruit and veg, he eats two lemons and pulls a face. He takes out a can of squirty cream, pops the lid off, and squirts the cream all over himself. He licks the cream from his face and paw, then spots a cupboard full of packets, tins, bottles, and jars. He hops up onto the counter, walks over to the cupboard, pulls the door open, then grins and climbs inside.
Hey there, tiger, glad you called, come on in. There's lots of biscuits in the biscuit tin. Put on your smile and let the fun begin. Today won't come around again. We got no rush and we got nothing planned. We could listen to a big brass band. I'll pick a flavor from the ice cream van. Today won't come around again. Hey tiger, when you see your chance, go out and grab it. Be more like a tiger than a rabbit. You can make your spirits all by simply opening the door. Let's face it, that's what doors are for. Tiger, do the things you love while you are able. Time to get up from the kitchen table. Go ahead and open up the door. We could row a boat across the lake. Find a place that sells chocolate cake. And all we have to do is stay awake. Today won't come around again. Hey, 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 tiger. When you see a chance, go out and grab it. Be more like a tiger than a rabbit. Make your spirits all by simply opening the door. Let's face it, that's what doors are for. Tiger, do the things you love while you are able. Time to get up from the kitchen table. Go ahead and open up the door. Hey there, tiger, glad you called, come on in. There's lots of biscuits in the biscuit tin. Put on your smile and let the fun begin. Today won't come around again. Today won't come around again. Today won't come around again.
Sophie sits on the kitchen floor and looks up at the tiger, who smiles down at her. He takes the cap off a bottle of milk, then drinks it all down in one go and throws the bottle away.
He drank all the milk.
And all the orange juice.
He drinks two bottles at once.
And all Daddy's beer.
He slumps against the counter and drops the beer bottles. Then he goes to the sink, turns on the tap, and laps up a big drink of water.
He can't still be thirsty.
The tiger keeps on drinking and drinking until the water stops coming out of the tap. Sophie joins him at the sink and feels his fur.
You're all sticky. Come on, follow me.
The tiger follows her out of the kitchen, then she takes him upstairs. Sophie opens the bathroom door, turns on the light and shows the tiger in. He smiles at the mirror and sits down on a rubber duck. Sophie's the rubber duck out from underneath the tiger and shows it to him, but he's too busy admiring himself in the mirror. The tiger takes a tube of toothpaste out of the cabinet. He pops off the lid and squeezes it into his mouth.
Would you like me to brush your teeth for you? Mummy won't mind if we use hers. Now open wide.
The tiger sits with his mouth wide open and lets Sophie clean his pointy teeth. When the tiger's teeth are sparkling, Sophie puts the toothbrush in a glass on the sink. She brushes the tiger's fur, then gives him a big cuddle.
I think you're beautiful. You can stay here forever if you like. You can come to my school.
Wearing her school uniform, Sophie rides on the tiger's back, while two of her friends swing on his tail.
We can go to the seaside.
They pose for photos at cutout boards. Then the tiger eats the sausages from a Punch and Judy show. After Mummy gives Sophie an ice cream cone, she offers it to the tiger, who eats it up.
And you can sleep on my bed.
Sophie gets into bed, then the tiger climbs on and makes himself comfortable.
Once there was a little girl called Sophie. Sophie. Sophie.
Sophie.
Sophie's still cuddling the tiger in the bathroom. He lets her climb onto his back, then she switches off the light as they go out onto the landing. The tiger leaps down the stairs in one bound, then Sophie climbs down from his back.
Thank you for my nice tea. I think I better go now.
He heads for the door.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The tiger's tail swishes as the front door closes behind him. After they wave the tiger off, Sophie looks up at Mummy, then they go back into the kitchen, which is a complete mess.
I don't know what to do. I've got nothing for Daddy's supper. The tiger has eaten it all. Oh, well, time for your bath, Sophie. That's odd.
The tiger drank all the water in the tap.
Of course.
I wish you could have stayed, Mummy.
Let's get you ready for bed.
Daddy comes home.
I'm home!
Daddy!
Hello, darling.
What are you up to?
Daddy, did you see him?
See who?
The tiger.
The tiger?
Yes, the tiger who came to tea.
The tiger who came to tea?
And ate all the food.
Oh, not our supper.
And drank all the drink.
Not my beer as well.
Well, he was really thirsty.
Really thirsty.
Oh, I see, tiger. No tea, no supper. No drink, no beer. I know what we'll do. I've got a very good idea. We'll put on our coats and go to a cafe. Here we go, darling. That's it. One arm in and the other. Good girl.
Can I have sausage and chips?
Yes, and ice cream with chocolate sauce.
Can I have a pint of beer?
Daddy holds the door for Sophie and Mummy.
Oop. Nearly.
Daddy grabs his keys. Then they walk along the street.
Look both ways and...
Whee!
Sophie skips along the pavement. The florist and the butcher are closing their shops.
Good night, Mr. Pether.
Good night, Miss Harding.
She leaves a flower out for the butcher, who picks it up and sniffs it. When the fishmonger next door spots the policeman outside, he closes his window blind. A man strokes the naughty ginger cat. Then Sophie and her parents walk into a cafe. A waiter brings them plates of sausages, chips and peas.
OK, then he pokes his head up round the door and then he's in a roar!
You mean like this?
The next day, Sophie and Mummy come home with shopping bags full of food.
In the morning, Sophie and her mummy went shopping, and they bought lots more things to eat. And they also bought a very big tin of tiger food, in case the tiger should come to tea again. But he never did.
The tigers got a trumpet.